I believe in the sanctity of life, and I believe that Brad Schimmel is the one that's going to be able to carry that on.
I don't usually vote on an issue, but I did this time for Susan Crawford on the abortion. I don't think that we should be governed by a law that was passed before the Civil War. And I don't think I have the right to put myself into somebody else's shoes when making those kinds of decisions.
Okay, just read carefully.
Brad Schimmel. I voted for his values. So we have a conservative, biblical worldview on everything. That's how we feel the greatest success comes from, even through the Constitution. I think that's what he stands for.
Elections are important, so are the Second Amendment rights, freedom of speech, anything in the First Amendment, freedom of religion. I would like a Supreme Court justice that's willing to stand up against another Evers-like shutdown of churches that happened during COVID. And I think Schimmel would do that, and I don't think his opponent would.
All right, that's the voters, the just plain people voters of Wisconsin who are facing yet another controversy on April the 1st. This is Sandy Rios. On Sandy Rios 24/7, it's actually a pretty fascinating situation. They're expecting $100 million to come into this race for the next seat for the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is now 4-3 liberal court, and up in Wisconsin, that's like the pendulum. When it swings, it bangs to the other side. And so the issues, there are several issues that are just very important, because what we know is the left, as soon as they get back in power, they just take away everything that the conservatives have reinstated. And that's what they're going to do. They want to do redistricting so that they can affect the congressional seats. It's really kind of a mess, but it's actually fascinating. Elon Musk has now weighed in on this. Reid Hoffman, who's a billionaire hater of Donald Trump, very successful man, he's weighing in on this, spending lots of money. So is George Soros. So is Pritzker, the governor Pritzker from the neighboring state of Illinois. It's an important race for some reason. Why would I be talking about it? And why is it so important? That's what we're going to discuss today. Preborn's life-saving work will continue at a greater level as they fight the abortion giants who receive increased government and corporate funding. Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is entirely dependent on us, the pro-life community. Preborn clinics stand strong, offering love, support, and compassion to hurting women, helping them to make the right choice. And it's because of your generosity that they're able to do that. It's $28 for one ultrasound. And any gift that you can give will help. Help a woman meet her baby for the very first time. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy, and make your most generous donation. Well, on Sandy Rios 24/7, we love to hear from you, and you can reach us and leave a message at 662-821-2040. That's 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net, sandy@afr.net. You can find us on social media. You know, pick out your favorite one, and we are there, Sandy Rios 24/7. You can listen to the podcast on any podcast platform, whether it's Spotify or Amazon or Apple or the others. And AFR.net is home. AmericanFamilyRadio.net is our home base. You can also listen at SandyRios.com. That's the website. That's my website. And you can just go in there and just click it on. It's very simple. So there's just lots of ways. I know some people are not used to podcasting yet, but it's really quite simple. So do not be afraid. It's a whole new world and a whole new adventure. Podcasting is probably going to, if it hasn't already, it's outpacing radio in scope and reach. It's just amazing. So, all right. So that's what we're doing today. Well, today we're going to go to Wisconsin and talk to my good friend, Terry Dietrich. Terry is the chairman of the Republican Party in Waukesha. He is, if you've heard him on the show before, you know how engaging and enthused and organized He really is a powerhouse in the most beautiful way, strong believer. And so he's going to talk to us about what's so crucial about this Supreme Court race coming up on April the 1st in Wisconsin on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness. That we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Names circling in rotation throughout Wisconsin, vying for one seat on the state Supreme Court ahead of the April 1st election.
It's about all of our futures.
Now at a 4-3 liberal majority, the race's outcome will determine if it stays that way or swaps conservative. Democratic Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Republican Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel had their feet on the gas pedal this weekend, hosting rallies, pop-ups, and public interviews. Crawford, who's gotten the nod and big donations from Democratic billionaires George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, stopped in Racine Sunday. She spoke on remaining partisan, her opponent's recent endorsements, and she denied claims about her making promises on the state's congressional maps.
I would make any decisions about that issue or any other issue based on what the law requires.
Potential redrawing of the maps and abortion rights are two topics heavy on voters' minds.
I recognize how important this is, and I refuse to be outworked on this.
After getting endorsed by President Trump on Friday, Schimmel made an appearance Saturday on X with another big donor, billionaire backer Elon Musk. Schimmel spoke on his time as attorney general and hoping to flip the court conservative.
We put it back in conservative hands that will respect the rule of law, will respect the separation of powers.
This race has already broke the national record for a state Supreme Court race. The Brennan Center tracked more than $66 million spent.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. Well, today we're going to be talking about Wisconsin, which we often do. Wisconsin has been a war zone since I lived in Chicago when Scott Walker was running for governor, and then there was this attempt to destroy him. You may remember that the left, you know, descended on the Capitol building and were beating drums. They kind of occupied it for, I don't even know, maybe 2 weeks. It started from my perspective then. It's a war because Wisconsin has a huge, this great people who are conservative, who actually, many of them are Christian. A lot of them live in Waukesha County, which we'll get to that in just a second. And then you have Madison, which really is the home to American communism. And even though it's been decades, that's where the seed was planted. So it is a war. And now there's another war over the Supreme Court. The election is coming up very soon. And I knew that there's no one that would know any more about it than my friend Terry Dietrich, who is the chairman of the Waukesha Republican Party. Terry, good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Sandy. Great to be with you, as usual.
Didn't we just do this 2 years ago?
2 years ago. It seems like just last November, 2 years ago, and who the heck knows, we'll have a governor's race again next year. So, yeah, Wisconsin, as you had it, it's a war zone and an absolutely continuous battle. It never stops, and the left never stops here, and the money just keeps pouring in, and it's brutal. We have had no rest for the weary since last summer going into the fall, and right after that we got working for Brad Schimmel, who's a native son of Waukesha County, my county, and just a fantastic guy and really the right man for the job at the right time. And I was so pleased that President Trump endorsed him on Friday. That was great. We were expecting that. So we're down to the wire here, and it's, as usual, a complete sprint to the finish.
Okay, so just some general questions. Why should people listening from all over the country care about what's happening in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's very, very clear, and this has been boiling for a while. So most, I think, folks around the country have heard of what we passed in 2014, Act 10. Act 10 was our right to work, our ability to take away the union power in Wisconsin, especially the teachers, make them pay their fair share. And as a result, Act 10 has saved the people of Wisconsin an estimated $36 billion in the last 9 years. So Act 10 will be something that the Supreme Court in the hands of Susan Crawford and her liberal friends will go immediately after and rescind Act 10. That puts us in a terrible financial position going forward. We're one step towards Illinois. Secondly, voter ID. We have a voter ID law in Wisconsin right now that you have to show an ID. We have a referendum on this same ballot that's talking about institutionalizing that in the Constitution. Hopefully that passes. That puts up a bit of a safeguard, but the Supreme Court likely will go after that because they want to make sure that anybody can vote, including illegals. That's number two. Number three, and what is absolutely critically important, is school choice. School choice, they will absolutely go after and try, at least in the public institutions in the urban areas where we've made great progress. I think Wisconsin's about 40%, maybe a little bit more, of all students are school choice. They're going to go after that all in to basically, along with Act 10, to take that power back and put it in the hands of the teachers' unions and things like that that have done a terrible job, especially in Milwaukee County, which is the highest amount of money spent per student, but the lowest performance in the country. So it's an absolute disaster. And lastly, and most importantly, if Crawford wins and the Supreme Court states 4-3, they will redistrict. Crawford is saying, I'll pay attention to the law. We don't believe that. She and her colleagues will redistrict Wisconsin, and we will lose two congressional seats. Very likely those will be Brian Stile, a great congressman from southeastern Wisconsin, Republican, and Derek Van Orden in the western part of the state, which is critical to them to win this election. If they redistrict and we lose two seats, all they need to do is find two seats throughout the country, and the midterms are lost. President Trump's agenda is completely stalled, and we are a country back in where we were in the Joe Biden days. It's that simple. Those are the four things people have to understand. And believe me, if it can happen in Wisconsin, it will happen in all the battleground states from that point forward.
Oh, it's the same strategy always. It maybe have different details, but it's the same strategy. And they never stop, as we can see. We just said that. We laughed about it, but they never stop. And I want to just point out, I mentioned Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker, who was an incredible governor, is the one that had the guts to overturn Act 10, to push, move toward that. That's why they hated him and tried to destroy him. But back to the court, just to give a little background here, Terry, it really, truly, in 2023, we did discuss, we've discussed a lot of things through the years, but that's when your court was also on the precipice. And Dan Kelly, who was, wasn't he the former chief of the Supreme Court, Dan Kelly?
Correct.
Yes,
correct.
And he was so he was challenged by I never can get her name by Jenna Jenna Protasiewicz, something like that. Protasiewicz.
That was the second time. Yeah, Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee-based judge, absolute liberal, very frankly speaking, lazy, just absolutely opposed to any conservative values. So they won that by spending the most on any state Supreme Court race in history. So that was 52 or 54 million was spent on that race, mostly by Protasiewicz, because Dan Kelly decided not to take any outside money and was outraised literally 10-1. So that's where this started, that the outside money, the Reid Hoffmans, the Soroses, the Pritzkers pouring hundreds, thousands of a day in from outside of Wisconsin. I mean, Protasiewicz and probably Crawford, when it's all said and done, will probably get the majority of their money, if not all of it, from outside of Wisconsin. So this is not a state Supreme Court race. This is a national race where the Democrats and the liberals and the radical left are weighing in heavily. So, yeah, Dan Kelly, that was an unfortunate loss. Now we're at the precipice. Brad Schimmel's a fantastic candidate. He's a fantastic person. I've known him for over 20 years. Great family man, Catholic, Christian, great law enforcement person, our former attorney general, who did a fantastic job, and they're just absolutely crucifying him. So we have to win. We have to win. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
So you talked about outside money, and I did read a report, well, maybe we played it, that Soros and Pritzker, Pritzker from Illinois, my home state, lovely, and Soros are pouring money into Susan Crawford's race. And
And Reid Hoffman. Reid Hoffman's given more than those two.
Isn't that something?
It's the dynamic trio there.
Well, it tells us, you know what, it tells us that this, how important Wisconsin is. Even if people don't understand why they should be concerned, you better believe the left knows that they need to pour, they've got to turn Wisconsin. Wisconsin is an important swing state. Lots of electoral votes. Reid Hoffman hates Donald Trump. I just would say that. I guess.
So Wisconsin, we won Wisconsin last November by the smallest margin of any battleground states, 30,000 votes out of 3.4 million. So it was 0.85. So the Democrats always look at Wisconsin as a winnable, especially with the election integrity problems that we have in our state that have still not been addressed. And therefore, there's always that 1%, 1.5% that's up in question, especially in Milwaukee County, where they have a central count. And continuously, every single election, there's problems. They're not reporting till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Senator Johnson, our Republican Party Wisconsin chairman, Brian Schimming, was down watching the proceedings down there and just said, Johnson said this was the sloppiest operation he's ever seen. Machines not working, open, et cetera, et cetera. So we've got a big election integrity problem that, with this being a close state, we even have that issue. The other problem that we have is we have over 7 million people, citizens registered on our voter list for Wisconsin, and typically 3.4 million or less vote. So you can imagine that we have 3-plus million people continually rolling on our voter rolls that we have no idea. We can't verify whether they're registered, whether they're alive, whether they're living in the state, whether they're illegal, et cetera. So we have a huge problem that the Wisconsin Election Commission refuses to address and clean up like many other states have. That would help the situation a lot. So this race is coming down to, I think, probably under 2 points, maybe under 1 point, and we have that election integrity issue. So it's right down to the wire.
So your election commission, I know we've had this discussion, but I don't recall, Terry, are they appointed or elected?
Yes. So we have 6 total commissioners. 3 are appointed by Democrats and 3 are appointed by Republican leadership. So in other words, the Senate majority leader in the state assembly appoints one. The clerk, a clerk is appointed as a second one, or a representative of the clerks. That's more or less an independent person, but it's on the Republican side as an appointment. And the third is appointed by the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. So those 3 individuals on the Republican side, and then, of course, on the Democrat side, they have the same process. But the bottom line is unfortunately, a couple of our Republican commissioners have not been towing the line and staying strong, and in some cases have actually voted with the Democrats. So we've got a problem there. But it's just the simple fact that the Wisconsin Election Commission is not abiding by the law. It's not abiding by the Constitution. They refuse to even address any of these issues. The Department of Motor Vehicle issuing hundreds of thousands not driver's licenses, but IDs in the last year, where you truly don't have to show citizenship and absolute proof of residency in the state. That took place. We've been trying to subpoena our own state agency to surrender the list. We haven't been able to get that list and dedupe it against the voter rolls to find out if these people are registered. We have indefinitely confined. We've got all kinds of things here. Now drop boxes, which I think, Sandy, you remember that we actually rid of a couple of years ago. Well, guess what? Drop boxes are back. So, you know, we're constantly fighting a 2- or 3-headed monster here with money galore coming into the state. But still, we managed to pull it off for President Trump. God bless him. He worked so hard here. He was here so many times, every inch of the state. And it took all of that, plus these third-party groups, you know, the Turning Points, the America PAC, Elon Musk has poured a lot of money into this to help balance this out. And Faith and Freedom, lots of Christian groups. We've got Catholic Vote in the state doing a lot here. So lots of outside groups that have come in as reinforcements that I feel really great about. I don't know if it's going to be enough, but at least we're competitive this time on a financial side and the resource side, and we've got a ton and ton of volunteer canvassers coming in from all over the country. People just flying in saying, we can't let Wisconsin go. If that goes, my state is next. Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, et cetera. So we've got lots of good, faithful Christians coming into Wisconsin. So I feel great about it. But on the other hand, this thing, as usual, is going to go right down to the wire.
It's like trying to play cards with someone who cheats, and you can't cheat.
That's right.
And it's right. the deck is stacked against you, and you can't get the people that are in the right position to do anything about this. Did they even ever glean any of the voter rolls, Terry? You know, there was a lot of voter roll cleaning in a lot of states before this last election, but not in Wisconsin.
No, that's the absolute crux of the problem. Just unbelievable stuff. So. Yeah, we're constantly, it's like you go to your state fair and you see the little whack-a-mole machine. We always laugh about that. One head pops up, you knock that one, and the next one comes up on a similar way. So it's never-ending. We have yet to clean the voter rolls. There's so many things we need to clean up this state. So we're actually in a position to have free and fair elections. And obviously, the Democrats are completely against that and fight us at every turn. So this is critical. If we go down 4-3 again, all four of those main things, plus a whole host of other, you know, reforms, Title IX, they'll go after Title IX here in the state, you know, boys and girls bathrooms, all the rest of this stuff, all this radical left things that the people of Wisconsin clearly showed last November they do not want. They don't want this stuff. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to these people. They just keep coming. So,
It's a good lesson for all of us, Terry, and this is what the left does. We said this, but let me say it again. President Trump is doing some incredible things, and we are relieved and grateful, and so many things are being reversed. But if he should not prevail, if these judges should stop him, or if something should, let's say he stays in 3 more years, God willing, he'll stay healthy and with us. If the left gets in, this is exactly what they'll do. They'll reverse everything. Absolutely. And it is a constant battle. In fact, I would just commend people. The communists, one of the mantras for them is it's only the struggle. It's the fight. They don't care about victory. They surely don't want peace. They want to be in a constant fight. And they think that's righteous because they're deconstructing and destroying while they do this.
Yeah. Read Saul Alinsky's book. Look at what happened to the blueprint in Colorado, where they took an absolutely dead red state and they turned around in less than 10 years. And now Colorado votes all absentee ballot and it's lost.
Just take
a look at Colorado. Perfect example. And we're on the precipice here in Wisconsin. So we're fighting every moment all the way through. Brad Scott literally is working 22 hours a day. He's a great, great friend. And he's just he's a faithful person that is just, he's got everybody behind him here on the Republican side. There's some different factions and things like that, but I would say pretty comfortably that we've all come together. We all realize the stakes are just so monumental. We've all got to do our part. So I think it's going well, but we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be close, as usual.
Well, just for the money, I was just reading this morning that now, according to this article, which came out March 20th, the spending had topped $76 million, and they expect it to reach $100 million, Terry, just to give people the scope of this. Now, the one thing that I heard, and I'd like you can confirm this, that Elon Musk, yes, he's getting involved in this, and according to a couple of news reports, he's offering $100 to sign a petition.
Correct.
I'm not sure what the – okay, is that legal? Because that's what they're asking on these news reports.
It is legal because all you're doing is answering a survey. Really, it's just a survey. It is not any. It's not oriented towards any particular candidate. So absolutely, it's pretty ingenious, and it's very similar to what the Democrats have been doing a long time. But Elon's is legal compared to the old smokes for votes and things like that Democrats have been doing in this state for forever. I mean, they move money in here all the time. This has been the difference also in Wisconsin, and I think a lot of the battleground states, is we're finally getting smart on two things. One is we have to have permanent infrastructure in Wisconsin and Michigan and Minnesota and all these. You can't just run 90-day campaigns, which we've been doing, and then ramp down, send your talent away, and then hope to be able to ramp up, you know, 6 months, a year, less than a year later, and be able to compete when the Democrats spend 50-plus million in our state for all different types of organizations, nonprofits and for-profit organizations that are constantly scouring the voter rolls, going and identifying voters, getting on the college campuses, going after coalitions. They're doing this 24/7, 12 months of the year, and that's why they've been able to hijack our state. It's because they've put the permanent infrastructure. Now, with the Turning Points and with the AmeriPacs and the Faith and Freedom and Americans for Prosperity and lots of these outside groups, which we are arm's length with, we can't necessarily be working with them, but they're in here on their own doing tremendous work and basically just bringing much, much better reinforcements. And hopefully this continues. I know the plan is just that we kept rolling after the November election, and most of those people stayed here. The infrastructure stayed here. And you can see it's reflecting in our Get Out the Vote program and voter ID program. We have so many people in this state that basically weren't even registered to vote. Can you imagine that the hunters in this state, big Wisconsin with all of our North Woods, 40% of all the hunters don't vote.
I remember that, they still aren't?
Well, I think it's better, but we've got a long ways to go with that. Catholics and Christians, you know, voting at you know, half what they should be. So all of these efforts need to be poured out to get these people into the voting, you know, process. And one thing that we did well last year that I'll say, and we were all pretty much against it just because of the election integrity issue of lots of things, funny things going on before elections in Wisconsin for a long time that we could track through the Democrats. But we finally succumbed, and I think even President Trump agreed, that we needed to vote early. And so last fall was the first time where Republicans in Wisconsin even came close to equaling from day one on early voting the Democratic surge. And with that, we literally were at or a little bit ahead of the Democrats all through the 2.5 week early voting period. And I tell you, it really shocked the Democrats. I don't think they expected that. And already what I see around the state is our early voting is way up again. It's even higher than the levels, proportionately, of course, to what we saw last fall. So this is a good sign that, you know, Wisconsinites and conservatives, Christians, are getting out early here and voting, not, you know, leaving it till election day where we might have a snowstorm and lots of people stay home. So if we can do that and go into election day strong and still have our normal election day, I think we have a great chance to win. And that's a huge sea change from the last 30 years of voting in Wisconsin where people felt, I need to go on election day, and lots of little things would happen. And when you're in a state where you're under 1%, for the outcome, you know, you need to have everybody voting and not peeling off on election day because, you know, it was snowing out or, you know, they had to run their daughter to school and forgot to vote. It comes down to that in this state, just a few votes. So you know, I'm feeling pretty good about that early vote.
You actually answered my last question, Terry, because you are the master of grassroots. And all of these outside groups are working, but you've answered the question. So the grassroots is really activated, according to all of that. And you know what? That's a miracle in itself. You'd think they would just be exhausted and stop fighting, Terry. This is the modus operandi of conservatives. So that's a miracle in itself.
It was President Trump. I can praise God, and I can praise President Trump, because if he wouldn't have been in this state all last spring, summer, fall, times when it was just not even more or less logical that he would come into a rally or host a rally because he's in 10 other states. I heard a story, and I think it's true, that President Trump was on his plane, and somebody, he said, have we been to Wisconsin, you know, this week or something? And they said, no. He said, we're going to Wisconsin. Have we ever been to Dodge County? Dodge County is between Madison and Milwaukee. It's a rural, small town, beautiful area, but not someplace that you would ever think, if you were a presidential candidate, to actually land and actually hold a rally. And President Trump flew in on a moment's notice on a Sunday into Dodge County late in the game, and it was cold out, et cetera. Sandy, they had thousands and thousands of people who came, and even the Secret Service guys said it was probably one of their most difficult logistical places to get to and get him in, because there wasn't a runway anywhere near that was long enough for the big plane. So all the logistics, and he still came in on a Sunday afternoon at like 5 o'clock, and it was all of those good Americans from out in the farms who never thought they'd see him. He came in and did this. So I'm going to tell you right now, it was President Trump who changed the mindset. He changed us into fighters rather than, you know, establishment and some people just sitting back and saying, well, let's give it a shot. And if we lose, you know, that's tough luck. No, President Trump showed us how to win.
Oh, I love that. And so does that mean that his endorsement of Brad Schimmel will have an effect, you think?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, I think it really put the final, you know, emphasis on Brad, that the president and the whole administration is behind him. There was a little question mark. Now, Don Trump Jr. was in Waukesha County here a week ago with Charlie Kirk. They had a fantastic event, which was confirmation that the Trumps, you know, President Trump was sending his son and a chief surrogate out to support Brad. So I thought that was very helpful. And obviously there's some good communiques that have taken place, those types of things. And Elon Musk pouring money in and being very overt about his support has been fantastic. But there's nothing like President Trump weighing in. And I think this endorsement, they waited to you know, obviously watching the polls and whatnot. And obviously President Trump and his team feel that this is close enough to win. And his effort is definitely going to juice up, especially the northern part of Wisconsin. I don't know if I think you know this, Andy, that really this election last November was won by all of the Northwoods together. Southeastern Wisconsin performed fairly well. We had our soft spots, our good spots. The Democrats had their turnout in their kind of key areas. But the one thing that was not expected was another 1-2% across all of the tiny little counties in northern Wisconsin. We've got 72 counties total, so probably call it 35, 40 counties up north. Those guys up north made the difference. And guess where President Trump went towards the end? He went up to see his people up in the Northwoods and Wausau and Mosinee and Green Bay. Those people just performed a little bit better. And so I would anticipate that he's going to reach out to those folks this weekend as well and, you know, try to get that extra. If we get Trump numbers, as Brad has told me many times, he needs 60% of Trump's numbers. Trump had just under 1.7 million in Wisconsin. And if Brad can, if we can top a million votes, we win.
Okay, so it's April the 1st. Last question, Terry, I think. Are there any more people on the ballot? Is there anything else on that? Oh, you mentioned it's an amendment to the Constitution, right?
There's the amendment to the Constitution. That's on voter ID. You must show voter ID, which I think is going to pass. I think that it's a winner issue for us. I mean, literally 70-80% of the people in Wisconsin believe that you have to show an ID. It actually should be 100%, shouldn't it? But
yes.
I think the numbers are in favor on that one. We have Brittany Kinzer. She is our Department of Public Instruction candidate that we're supporting against Jill Underwilly, who is an absolute, you know, train wreck of a DPI secretary and totally supported by the radical left. She wants to bring everything back in the schools that we fought so hard to get rid of. So Brittany Kinzer. And then obviously we get down to the all of the local races. WISRED, as you know, our favorite program here in Waukesha County. We have 156 candidates again this year that we're running, along with some key judicial races. We've got four judicial races that I think we're gonna win. So those local races will all be on the ballot as well. So there's a lot to vote for in this one, but the key is Brad Schimmel. And the key is WISRED. If we can get WISRED above 42-45%, hopefully 50% vote totals, and that's what it looks like right now in our county, we're really doing well early voting, and I know a bunch of the other WOW counties are. If we can get up to 50% in that turnout, that helps Brad a lot as far as squeezing everything out of southeastern Wisconsin where the majority of the votes are. So lots to vote on the ballot. I think we're in great shape. We're all pulling in the same direction, so gosh, we just need your prayers. Right now, at this point, we need everybody around the country just to pray for us.
Yes. Okay. That's we could certainly do that, Terry. And if we want to give, if people want to give, because they maybe have family there, would they give WISRED, right? WISRED is probably the best place to give.
Well, they can give to our Republican Party of Waukesha County. And when they go, it's WaukeshaGOP.org, WaukeshaGOP.org. If they go on our website, they'll see our voter guide, and they'll also see all the information for Brad Schimmel and the last portion of the race here. So, yeah, we sure could use the resources. We're hiring canvassers and last-minute people as fast as we can and keeping them out there. Would sure appreciate some more dollars. A lot of this, Sandy, has gone into radio and TV, mostly TV and some digital. So down at the grassroots level, we could sure use the resources.
Okay, WaukeshaGOP.org. And when we get this podcast up, I will also recommend that people send it to their friends in Wisconsin, Terry, just to spread the word as much as we can. So Terry Dietrich, chairman of the Waukesha Republican Party, wonderful friend, really an inspiration always. Thank you, Terry. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, God bless you too, Sandy. Okay. Thanks. Take care. We'll talk after when we win.
Yes, I'm willing to. That'd be great. All right, thanks, Terry. All right, Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Preborn is the direct competition to the abortion industry and the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the U.S. By letting a woman see her baby on ultrasound and hear the heartbeat, a baby's chance of life doubles. I tell you about that every time we talk, but I just want to tell you again and hope that you will support in the very most generous way that you can Preborn. Preborn.com/Sandy. That's Preborn.com/Sandy.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
This proposal by billionaire Elon Musk's Political Action Committee offers Wisconsin registered voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition of activist judges, plus an extra $100 for each signer they refer.
I don't know if it's illegal or not.
I think if you are in agreement with that, you don't need to get paid for it.
The announcement was posted on X Thursday night as voters face a pivotal Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Longtime voters at Tippecanoe Library on Milwaukee's south side tell me the move is concerning.
Money is influence. And I think especially $100.
I would hope when they go vote that they are voting based upon what they know, what they've learned, and what they believe, not based upon $100 being influenced because they signed a petition.
According to WIS Politics, spending in the state Supreme Court race has topped $76 million, breaking the previous spending record of $56 million in 2023. Musk and Republicans support candidate Brad Schimmel. Susan Crawford is backed by Democrats.
All right, so that's a report from WCNC in Milwaukee. Here's the thing, Terry, just to answer this for us, because I heard two different reports about Elon Musk and this $100 thing, and they're misrepresenting it. One of the reports said he's paying people $1 million. It actually said that, but I won't take time to play that for you. So they're making it sound like he's paying people $100 to vote for Brad Schimmel. But it isn't, according to Terry. It's a survey. It's $100 to take the survey. And it's not about who do you vote for. It's not. It's about, I guess, deeper things, thinking things, get you started thinking, maybe about the different candidates, but it's not saying vote for one person or the other. So it's not illegal. So isn't that interesting? It's like retail politics in Chicago and Milwaukee. I will never forget, Terry mentioned this, when I was still in Chicago, they were handing out cigarettes to get people to go and vote for certain people. It's it's an age-old trick, but it's not funny anymore. Now it's not just a margin of illegal voting. It's just it's corruption, and it's become so great, as you heard Terry describe, it's millions of people. And so that's why this race is so important. And he's right. This is going to spread like cancer. It already has. In many states in the Union, California is one of them. People don't have a choice anymore. It's a one-party affair because they have learned, they've reduced it. They've brought in a lot of illegal immigrants. They've given them right to vote. They've given them privileges and, the rights of citizenship, even though they're not citizens. And so it just overwhelms the population, the native-born Americans. And that's what they're doing in Wisconsin. So when we get this up, I will, hoping that you guys will share this with your friends in Wisconsin, family members, or, you might want to listen to it again so you can help them. It's April the 1st. It's coming up right away. One other thing, Terry asked, I asked him to tell us how we could help. And he says, WaukeshaGOP.org, WaukeshaGOP.org, and it will explain to you, it'll show. I think it's WISRED, Wisconsin Red, WISRED. And you might say, well, I don't like to give to the Republican Party. Well, neither do I. But Terry is just an uncommon guy. He is a fervent believer in Christ. He's got a lot of integrity. He is like the old guard, a rock rib conservative politically and also socially Republican. And so he runs that, and you can trust your money with Terry. So WaukeshaGOP.org, WaukeshaGOP.org. Well, I hope that you enjoyed today. I did. I always enjoy talking to Terry. And remember, that's the Green Bay Packers. And let's see, who else is up there? Wisconsin is just a great state. It's a beautiful state. It's still a state that loves music. A lot of great musicians, the Milwaukee Symphony. Education is still very important up there. It's just, it's a great state. And so it's worth fighting for. And many of you will have ties to it. And you will want to help. Go to WaukeshaGOP.org. Before we say goodbye, I want to thank our sponsor, Timothy Plant, where you can put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit TimothyPlan.com/Sandy. That's TimothyPlan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.